offered him a multi-million dollar contract that was on the table for him to sign.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really sorry we fired him. What are they taught? What is that? But I appreciate your call, Little or Allop, and I think you're in Louisville, aren't you?
I was.
Thank you, brother.
I'm in Knoxville right
How
now.
How are you? Well, great to have you here, man. We're in the city of would-be champions, if we ever win something. Thank you, brother. I used to love calling this place the City of Champions, Keith, back in the 90s. Now we're the City of would-be champions. But we're getting back.
Didn't Smokey Jr. win some sort of mascot award, and apparently the dance team inexplicably won another national championship, too?
Let's go back to our busy phones. Shannon Spake on replay. They're showing Shannon Spake on replay, Keith, right now. And
That's why Donnie's got to get us back into the upper echelon of the conference, is so that we start getting the Shannon Spake games.
You really like her, Keith?
Absolutely.
Back to our phones. I like her because she's not a Barbie doll. She just kind of looks like a woman. Let's go back to our phones, because I prefer a woman to a teenage queen, to quote the great Daryl Hall. Let's go back to our phones. That's a deep cut right there. If you know that lyric, you're into it. I'm watching the replay of Florida and LSU, because watching Florida lose once just ain't enough. As we go back to our phones, hello and welcome, Smartway Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics, Tennessee Basketball Overtime.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
This is Don.
Hey, Donnie.
Yeah, old Don from Sheepwater, I think that's called.
No, it's not. Listen.
Don't bother me at all.
You're a friend. You're a friend in this forum.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what was wrong with me yesterday or last night. I did not sleep for one iota. Had to drive all the way to Knoxville for a 3.5 hour Boeing business meeting, and then all the way back to Monroe County to make some sales, trying to feed the family. And now, thanks to the volunteers getting me so amped up, especially the last couple minutes of that game, I got a feeling I'm not sleeping tonight either.
Donnie's back in college again. You got to love that. You will not sleep tonight.
You know, guys, I'll just tell you what. This thing's just fun. By the way, while we're talking about Shannon Spake and this, that, and the other, I'm waiting when Tennessee gets to the top in football and basketball. I'm waiting for the SEC Network to hire Kate Upton, and then I'll be there.
Kate Upton. Oh, by the way, we found out on Twitter tonight, Brian Hartman has alerted Kate Upton that he's not available for her services.
Excellent.
But continue.
See, but that is the best marketing thing going in the history of the world right now. Is there anything better than using Kate Upton to sell video games to nerds?
Oh, yeah.
Can you
imagine?
That is
the most brilliant marketing plan in the history of the world.
Yeah, I don't play video games, but I do watch the commercials.
Hey, Don, you don't play video games, but you would with her if given the opportunity.
Absolutely. Or anything else that she wanted to play.
Interesting.
But, guys, I tell you, we may have to just stop being astounded by what this bunch is pulling off. It's not just that they're 4-1 in the SEC, second only to Kentucky. They're 3-0 on the road, and I don't care who those three teams are. Mississippi State went to LSU and won, and LSU turned around with Florida and won. I mean, Vanderbilt gets beat the other night by one of the low lights in the conference, and then gives Kentucky all they want tonight. It's, if Kentucky can struggle with the Vandys and the two teams that put them in overtime and double overtime, we shouldn't be too shocked that we keep kind of blowing leads. The thing about this team is, not only are they finding someone to fill in, like, you know, Josh, the last couple of games, not like been lighting it up tonight. He hit a couple nice threes tonight. He's not, you know, he scored 12 points, or 13 points, I think. Yet, we win. The other night he scored, what, 8? And we win. We've shown that we don't have to have him be at all. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm as nervous as a cat on a hot tin roof all the time he spent standing on the sidelines. And late in the game, I was scared to death there's going to call another cheap foul on him and get him out of the game, because Kevin Punter scares me to death. How many times while Josh was on the sideline did he just mysteriously dribble high or whatever and let the guy grab it and go the other way. I mean, it scares me to death. I've about seen Armani Moore. I noticed Robert Hubbs was kind of bringing the ball up some of those towards the end, too, which is good. But it just seems whatever it takes, we're going to win, and whatever it takes, we're going to be nervous doing it.
No, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, I mean, another point about tonight's game that gets kind of lost is Josh Richardson had 8 turnovers in that basketball game himself.
I know.
And he did not look like himself. He didn't even play his C game tonight. But he hustled, Don. He made up for it in other ways. And he elevates the play of others when he's on the floor. And when he got his opportunities tonight, when that one loose ball bounced out to him and he hit that 3... We had some 3 balls tonight, guys, in that game that were some serious daggers. I mean, we threw some daggers at those people, and they kept getting up.
Listen, I'm sitting here looking at the stats. We hit 10 out of 18 from 3, and we hit 10 out of 17 from 3.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but yet the other night when we needed them, the 3 didn't fall, and we hit 90% from 3. It just, whatever it is, it seems like we got one flaw every game, but it's not quite enough to bury us because we make it up in other areas. You know, we shot in the second half 12 out of 18 for 66.7%, and we shot 6 out of 9 from 3 for 66.7%. I've always been mystified how guys who are good 3-point shooters can miss as many free throws as they do. Do you think part of what happens in some games that because we play a little shorthanded and we play as hard as we do, I mean, when Kevin Punter and Josh Richardson are clanging free throws, do you think it might have just be from just being worn out?
Oh, I think that's part of it, Don, certainly. I mean, we've got two guys carrying – I mean, those two guys carry almost the entire ball handling load for this team. So I certainly think, I mean, fatigue is going to be an issue with this team to some extent just because you've got guys that most nights, I mean, absent foul trouble, Josh is going to play 35 minutes a night at least. I mean, there's not going to be a lot of rest for him. And I think Kevin Punter is going to play 30, 35 minutes a night. So yeah, I mean, there's not going to be a lot of break for those guys.
You know, there was our boy grabbing the all-important last-second rebound and going to the free throw line, and even though he missed one, he got one very important free throw to pretty much, you know, give us a chance to ice the game a little bit. And he had 8 boards again tonight. So I just, you know, since Reese has decided, even though he did take a couple threes tonight and hit one very important one, since he's decided to play inside, and even though he's undersized in there as far as weight and everything, you know, he fights and he gets rebounds. And he's been our savior for the last few games on the boards, hasn't he?
I just love how it's a different guy every night. Player development, we got 9 guys that play, and 2 of them hardly play. I mean, you guys think about that. You have a roster of 7 guys, and you've won 3 road games, and I know that it's not winning. You're not winning it in Florida. I understand that. I get it. It's not what you – but you still won 3 road games.
Well, think about it, you know, what everybody was predicting for the year. It's not just that we were picked at the bottom of the conference, and right now we're at the top of the conference. Look at the teams that everybody thought was going to rise and the cream was going to rise. And there's a lot of season left.
Sure there is. That's right.
But a lot of people thought, for sure, Vanderbilt, South Carolina, Georgia, mm-hmm. LSU, all those teams were, you know, better mm-hmm. than that. And they might be some
sure they might be.
Personnel,
mm-hmm.
but hey, that ain't what wins games.
Don, I appreciate your call. It's always great hearing from you, and love your spirit, man. Thank you. Back to the phones we go. Smartway, Dalton Bearing and Hydraulic, Tennessee basketball, overtime. I'm with you about 10 more minutes. I'm giving you 90 minutes tonight. I'm giving you the best that I got because I slept very little last night. And shall I say, I've got 2 sleep aids in me right now, Keith, that are going to kick in here in about 10 minutes. Do you have any thoughts on that?
You got to do what you got to do, Tony.
You got to do what you can to keep your love alive, according to the great Jackson Brown. Let's go back to the phones and get our next call. Hello and welcome.
Tony Keith, what's up? It's Skip in Nashville.
Hey, Skip, great to hear from you, man.
Yeah, love it. I listen quite a bit periodically, rarely call in, just enjoy listening. Hey, before we get into some things, there's got to be a career for TR in wrestling, doesn't there?
There's a career in something.
I mean, just listening to that guy, I mean, something about him just fits that arena.
Yes.
About the Patriots thing, it's funny, Tony, you know, that type of, you know, deal does not get decided and acted upon by just some Joe Schmo trainer. Obviously, that comes from way up top, and it is pretty funny. If you go on ESPN, it's obviously the lead story, big splash. NFL.com, the lead story is the Pro Bowl picks, and, like, the second from the last one is just about the allegations. So I know how you always talk about, you know, the NFL, and nothing is real, but
nothing's real. And they prove it to you. And if you think they're going to punish the New England Patriots for that, they could. That Robert Kraft guy literally owns that league. Of all those powerful billionaire men, he's got every single one of them by the short hair somehow. You tell me why that is. What makes him so much special than everybody else? They burned those videotapes for him. That's obvious they did that. He's North Carolina. He is Tobacco Road. That's what he's regal.
Yeah, but Tom, let's be honest. As far as I'm concerned in professional sports, if you're not cheating, you deserve to lose.
No doubt about it. There's a lot of that stuff that goes on.
Professional sports is there's no honor among thieves. It's not like you're trying to mold young men or educate somebody or something. No, it's either eat or be eaten.
I agree, Keith, but when you do it and you get caught, right, there's got to be something there. But on to the game, a couple things about the game in Tyndall. Dino Gaudio also talked about women's basketball, said it's a great sport, and I quote, the women's NCAA tournament is just as exciting as the men's is.
What a fall. That is like one of the worst.
Dino.
That's just comical. I mean, the first round in the men's tournament.
Not even Holly Warlick. Okay, not even Holly Warlick thinks that, okay?
Are there even close games in the women's tournament till about the round of eight?
Well, of course not. I watch that. I look at it when I think there could be a competitive game on, or if Cherie Cole from Oklahoma is coaching. There, I said it. Is there anything else for us tonight, my friend in Nashville?
Real quick. Go ahead, buddy. It wouldn't surprise me. Would it surprise you if the NCAA is working on their Tyndall case? And as they continue to see him win, they continue to ratchet up the punishment because they have no desire for Tennessee to keep him?
I don't know. I don't know what their desire level is. Tennessee has a tremendous desire, and I think Dave Hart is now jumping into this thing with both feet. And I'm writing about that tomorrow based on some people I talked to. I think Tennessee is – I think they are in love with this guy.
Well, we are through, Tony and Keith. Appreciate the show. Appreciate your sponsors.
Thank you, man. Great talking to you.
So you're telling me the first few rounds of the women's NCAA tournament is like the Road Warriors versus the Mulkeys?
Well, see, no, because smash matches or squash matches in wrestling, Keith, were a lot of fun to watch. I used to love those Saturday mornings when you get up and watch the jobbers just get the literal stuffing beaten out of them. Some of the way those guys, and they're just out there wrestling for beer money, Keith, and they would just, you talk about some brain-busting hits those guys would take. Let's go back to our phones. Fall Colonel's up with us. He said, the fire this team plays with is what really impresses me.
Oh, no doubt. Now, the one thing, Tony, we're talking about their inability to keep leads.
Yeah.
I think you have to expect that this team, because, well, it's counterintuitive if you think about it. It's something Bob Knight said for as long as he coached. You keep a lead with your offense.
Good point.
And we're just not very good offensively, so this team, I think it's more miraculous that we're actually up 17 on the road against somebody.
That's a great point. Back to our phones we go. 865-200-5402. 24 past the hour. A rather groggy Tony Basilio welcomes our next caller in. Hello and welcome.
Tony, don't you wish we had some basketball fans in this place?
It really would really help things.
I wish somebody cared about the game. Don't you, Keith?
It would really help things.
Oh, yeah. It'd be nice. I mean, certainly. Since Tony and I started doing this about this time last year, I mean, Yeah, nobody ever calls in or anything. I mean, we usually get these things done in about 5 or 6 minutes.
So Southern Miss has given up their postseason play. Is that correct?
I'm actually going to check that out, because I'm beginning to believe they didn't give up anything, because apparently they may not even make their conference tournament.
Well, they were taking 12 out of 14, I think, and so there's a chance they might not make it. But isn't it kind of like Rosie O'Donnell taking him out of the homecoming queen contest? It's sort of not going to happen. Guys, by the way, has Jerry Palm dropped us now to the play-in game, the NIT?
Oh, when you lose, you're falling in Jerry Palm's rankings. I mean, when you win, there's just no doubt.
Well, we've got to go down. I'm thinking maybe, is the play-in game, or the 65th and 66th? Who the hell is that in the NIT? I can't remember.
I think we may be in the CIT at this point.
Oh, well, well, guys, as always, it's a roller coaster here. And by the way, TR is a treasure. And, you know, Tony, like I said, you're a dysfunctional family, but you've got some crazy uncles like TR and these cats that are just unbelievable. I was thinking about this game tonight, and it's a game where, by the way, the wooden watch came out, and there's three guys from the SEC on the wooden watch. You've got Willie Cauley-Stein and Jordan Mickey from LSU and Bobby Portis, all good players. But if there's anybody more valuable than Jay Rich,
nobody.
I don't know who it is. Now, he won't get credit for it. But you're right, tonight when he's got fouls, he's turning the ball over, although that rundown block, that'll get in people's heads. They'll be looking. They may throw a bad pass, overpass, floating, because that will get in the guy's head on tape to see he can run you down from the back and block it. If anybody's more valuable than Jay Rich, I don't know, but when he had an off night, we still found a way to get up by 17 points and hang on. Yep. You're exactly right, Keith. If they disrupt Jay Rich in some way, how does this team win, yet we won anyway?
What I love about what South Carolina did, and I think you're going to see more teams do this, is they extended that man-to-man defense and picked us up and did not let us get into that offense in the first half. And it really hurt the flow. It hurt Richardson because he wasn't able to. He got frustrated. He started pressing. And that's when the turnover started to come. I give them a lot of credit.
He was a great talent. As he's become a more dominant player, you said he was going to chew out Mostella on the court one time. I'm going to try to get in his head and get him jacked up about something, get him angry, and take that anger and try to get him to make some silly fouls away from the ball or something.
Absolutely.
He's going to have to watch that, because without him, even though we survived tonight, we can't really live without him. No, it's granted. Tonight was fun. We had a lot of fun. It was a great win. Well, there are some terrible ass-whippings coming down the road. We know this coming. Or we expect that.
Yeah. Well, we don't know. Right. With this bunch, we don't know. That's a good point, man.
Kentucky's been playing down to their competition. Mm-hmm. They don't think they care about his March in the NBA
right.
draft.
That's exactly
they?
Right.
But LSU showed that they can play. Mm-hmm. And I was surprised, Keith, that they just put it on Florida.
And LSU, like I said, I mean, West Virginia's 15-3. I mean, no, LSU's now gone. No, certainly, this isn't a vintage Florida team. They've won at West Virginia, at Florida. I'm not LSU. LSU's incredibly talented.
Terribly coached, but great, and they're going to get better next year. But about this team this year, last year we had a final eight ball club with four NBA players, because Jay Rich will get it. I think he'll get a shot. And we finally got motivated at the end of the year with the BBP petition and all that stuff. And three guys wanting to improve their draft stock. We've got to a Sweet 16. This year we got a coach who's got nothing. Zero nothing. Well, except we have Armani Moore and Jay Rich coming back. But the new mix was, we didn't know what was going to happen. The uncertainty about what his future is. This team is playing like a team that could conceivably be looked at as a Sweet 16 team, conceivably. Of course, that's impossible, and yet it's possible. And they're playing with this cloud over our heads. And I know West Virginia had a great year, and Virginia's playing great. But is anybody, I'll ask again, is anybody getting more out of what he's got than this guy is, particularly if Jay Rich has an off night?
No, but you gotta love Seth Davis, because Seth took the opportunity today to say that he's had a really bad day. That's how
I heard. I heard somebody. I think Seth had to play with deflated balls today, Tony, so was a problem.
Thank you. That's it. and we'll get one more in here as our next call. This will be our final call tonight on your smart way. Keith, who sponsors Smart Way, Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics.
Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics.
Thank you, Hatfield. And Hatfield, you're presented tonight by?
Our good friends at Clancy's Tavern and Whiskey House in downtown Knoxville.
And you sound sober this evening.
Oh yeah. I've got to be up and being court in Maynardville early tomorrow.
Oh, Keith, and you stayed up with us. What a saint. Let's go back to our phones.
I don't sleep much, Tony.
Interesting. Let's get our next call. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony.
Hey.
It's Luke.
Hey, old Lukey.
I thought I'm being a little bit negative here. Let's pop more intriguing. That's Bruce Pearl's time here. When this has won 3 games on the road in a row like that.
It's...
We played a good game tonight. Out of 18 on 3 pointers. Not the ball, we're playing hard. We played a great game tonight, even though they almost didn't win, but you got to give them credit for not giving.
Oh, it's exactly what I do. I give them all the credit in the world for that, because those kids could have gotten beat by 25 and taken it to the shower, but they gave what you call a professional effort tonight.
That was a tremendous game by Tennessee. I just listened to the game, but I don't know if y'all hear the radio any.
Why was Steve Hamer doing the game and not Bert? Did they say?
They didn't say. I never knew. But he did a tremendous job. He really did. He said we're in a dogfight.
He's a good guy. Steve's a good guy, man.
He is really good.
He really is. He's a broadcasting major. I used to work in radio with Steve way back in the day when he was first out of the NBA. Yeah, he really is. I think he has a career in that. I think if he wanted to do a television play-by-play, hey, with that SEC network out there, he could get gigs and do that. Sure he could.
Yeah, he's going places. He really is. But Tennessee, I thought looked good tonight. I heard the game. I didn't watch it, but I heard the game, and it was really. I thought they did well. And the only reason, Josh Richardson, he just had an off night. You know, they played good defense on him, and he's due a bad game, even though Steve Hamer gave him the player of the game. You know, which I didn't. That's the only thing I disagreed with him with. But because some of the other players played awful well. You know, like our Armani Moore.
Mm-hmm. Keith, who was player of the game tonight, in your opinion?
It was Josh Richardson by Steve Hamer. He's the one that did that.
Keith, what about from your end of your neck of the woods? Who was the MVP tonight?
I think it was Armani Moore because he seemed to make some critical. Then the three-point shooting, Robert Hubbs hit some three-pointers, and Punter, and Mostella.
We have two excellent punters on campus right now, no doubt about that.
Man, they can shoot that ball. If they keep that up, Tony, we might be in the NCAA Sweet 16 again.
I would take getting in, and I would think that'd be fantastic. And then once we get in, now Keith, there's one thing that's true about this team. Nobody will want to play them in March.
Oh, no, I don't think anybody wants to play against. I mean, you don't want to play an awkward style like Tennessee plays at any point, and certainly not in a single elimination setting. I don't think anybody's going to want any of that. But Robert Hubbs made two or three really huge plays tonight. I think he's kind of getting overlooked tonight. I mean, the offensive rebound he gets to put them back up to stretch the lead back out, I thought was the biggest play of the game.
But I'm excited myself. I want y'all to get pumped up here. Let's get going.
Look, I only have two narcotics in my system right now. Do you have a thought on that?
No, I won't talk about that any.
Huh, interesting.
But I've been trying to get rid of this cold for 3 weeks.
That's my deal. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get myself. Get my rest, because when you don't get your rest, you can't get better.
Yeah, we'll probably have to sleep till noon tomorrow. You know,
but you can't do that. You're gonna miss my first hour.
I know it. Well, this morning I got up at 11 o'clock.
Right on time, brother. Breakfast. Hey, breakfast with Basilio. Luke, thank you, man. God bless you, brother.
Okay, buddy.
Good talking to you. Hey, Hatfield, give me a couple final thoughts here on the way out. You were really, you were terrific tonight.
Well, thank you. I think that's another road win. I mean, they don't give out, like I said, they don't give out road wins easily. Tennessee's now got three of them. You keep playing well. And this team, really, they've played in the SEC, they've played really one bad half. I mean, they've been pretty good in every, they've been pretty good. I mean, this team has limitations, Tony. We've talked about it. But for what they have personnel wise and skill wise, I think they've only really had one bad half in SEC play. And that's obviously the second half against Alabama. And I think that's kind of remarkable that we're five games in. They've played 10 halves. And only one of them you can really look at and go, man, that was awful. I think for this group, I don't think you can give Donnie Tindall enough credit for what he's gotten out of this group. I think Mouthpiece was asking earlier, maybe the guy at Oregon State is probably doing a similar job to what Donnie's doing, but nobody in the country is doing a better job now. I mean, Bob Huggins isn't. Just go down the list of guys. Bob McKillop's having a great run at Davidson in the A-10 that nobody expected. But no, nobody in the country is doing a better job than Donnie Tindall is doing right now.
And he had a bad day, according to Seth Davis. Hatfield, I love you. I appreciate you.
Amazing is it, Tony, that Seth Davis is the son of Lanny Davis, and he's even more obnoxious than his father.
I know. How do you do that? And the level of white guilt with the whole Konzo Martin thing that he shows. I mean, can we let it go? Good night. We got it. Oh, Hatfield, I love you. Thanks, man.
No problem, Tony. Always enjoy it.
And for all those behind the scenes, what a journey this is, right? It's been fun, hasn't it? Tomorrow we're back with you live. On the one and only here. Hope you'll come back at 11 a.m. with us tomorrow morning. Tomorrow we're going to be live at the Sushi Spot. Beautiful pal. I'm going to have the great Sean Sinclair with me. We're going to break down a lot more of this game tonight. Some more appreciation. Southern Miss. And what happened there. Check out TonyBasilio.com in the morning for the blog. And also understand right now, my friends, understand this as I say this to you. Without you, none of this is possible. It's a great run. It's a journey. We're going to get there together. Tennessee wins tonight, 66-62. The Vols improved to 12-5 on the year. 4-1 in the Southeastern Conference, and the Vols now have, count them, 1, 2, 3 road wins. That is roughly one-third of the Mal underinflated footballs. I'll tell you one thing. This is a lot of fun. Spread the word. Let's keep it growing. Jerry Jeff Walker, ladies and gentlemen. He's live from 78 on the bottom line right now. We're going to do some old school country overnight. Spread the word. God bless.
Dukes, you bet your Thank you. song here is called River Day. It's about my beautiful wife's love for horses. And common sense. Susan, you are a jewel, about the rarest I've ever seen. I wish I could polish off all the edges of my craziest dreams. But you know the way I am, there's nothing that you can do. There's anything you don't want me to do, be sure to go ahead and tell me to. Everything I do is backwards. You know there ain't no lie. You love, I love, you love, I love, you love, I love, you I love, you I love. But I can't really pay you back. Never make things up in a song. I guess I'm only trying to tell you how I miss myself while you were gone. Susanna Clark. Did you ever find out who wrote that pretty song? Was your road down to Mexico diamonds or stones? Did you need the lucky piece that slipped into your hand? Were you ready when the cold winds caught you at the Rio Grande? We were kind of crazy then, needing lovers more than friends, songs on my guitar. You said they're like flowers across your scars. May you find a friend tonight, may you find he treats you right. Can you find that same moon I've been singing to all same moon I've been singing.